And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. A major development in the search of Oaklawn Cemetery for victims of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. Researchers have now found at least 10 coffins holding human remains during their second round of digging. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum spoke at a news conference Wednesday after the discovery.
Now, we still have a lot of work to do to identify the nature of that mass grave and identify who is in it. But what we do know as of today is that there is a mass grave in Oaklawn Cemetery where we have no record of anyone being buried.
Researchers are altering their excavation plans because the remains are fragile and may deteriorate quickly. They will wait until they're approved to exhume them. Researchers are also trying to figure out the boundaries of this newly discovered mass grave shaft. And the Trump White House is recommending stringent new steps to curtail Oklahoma's worsening COVID-19 outbreak. In its weekly report to Governor Stitt, Vice President Mike Pence's coronavirus task force says gatherings, both public and private, should be limited only to immediate family in counties considered red or orange. That's 53 of Oklahoma's 77 counties. The report also urges stronger mitigation efforts, which some public health experts have criticized as being inadequate so far.
We really could have done better during the summer to prevent some cases and not be so full in our hospitals. I think that transmission really does reflect just the community's behavior.
That's Aaron Wendelboe, formerly the state epidemiologist of Oklahoma, speaking with NPR's Will Stone this week. News organization The Hill reported last month that it obtained emails from Wendelboe in June warning other state officials that President Trump's Tulsa rally was likely to directly cause coronavirus deaths. COVID-19 is known to have killed more than 1,200 Oklahomans so far. More Oklahomans are requiring hospitalization for the disease than ever before. The number of patients passed 900 for the first time ever last night. The state held a press conference Tuesday to say they were working on a new hospital surge plan, but that plan is yet to be released, and hospitals had not agreed to it at the time of the announcement. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.